Oh my gosh, I have a story about undies I could tell you, boys.
Do it.
But
please do.
Well,
do it. Finish okay. him.
So I went to Moab with a group of well over 20 dudes. So this man in his 40s, we're driving down, and he looks over at us and he's like, "So I bought some of those dissolving swim trunks. And I think it would be really funny if we get Justin with the prank." And so the plan was, this Airbnb we're staying at has this gorgeous pool. It's like a wade-in pool, and then the deep pool waterfalls into that one. And then there's a hot tub on either side. And the hot tub on the left side has this incredible rock wall, like outcropping over top of it with a waterfall.
Sounds
with signs
baller.
All over it that say, "Do not climb," because a trip earlier, the same group, I wasn't part of that trip, but the same group stayed there. And my cousin Justin would climb on top of the rock wall and jump off it. And so he says, "We need to take all of our, when we go swimming, we need to put on all of our swim trunks and take Justin's and leave these dissolving ones in there. And Justin will definitely put them on, because that's something Justin would do. And it is 100% something Justin would do." So turns out one of the dudes that is in our room, Logan, has the exact same print of board shorts, blue with orange sharks. The only difference being his has gray drawstrings and the dissolving pair of swim trunks has orange ones. So Travis and Travis take his swim trunks, tie the strings together, and just pull it through into the dissolving trunk so it has gray ones now, and they put it back in his bag. We go down to the pool, and I can't look at this guy because I'm afraid I'm going to start laughing. And I also think it's a super messed up prank, but I really want to see it happen. Fortunately, there's no children on the day this is happening, except for Justin's sons, who are like 9 and 11, but they're on a dude's trip.
Is this the Justin I know?
It is, in fact.
Oh, glorious.
So Logan, the dude that's wearing these shorts, jumps in the pool and is playing like Monkey in the Middle or something with Justin's kids. So they're popping the ball back and forth. I go hop in the hot tub with all the other dudes. Eventually, Logan comes over, gets in the hot tub, and I'm like, "Oh, maybe it's his actual board shorts and like they just got them mixed up while they were swapping or something. I don't know." After a little bit in the hot tub, Logan goes, "What the hell?" And he like stands up. He's like, "What the hell? What the?" And he like bails over the side of the hot tub into the pool and like is hiding in the waterfall where the water's like all rippling and can kind of obscure him. And his shorts are just floating away in all sorts of directions. The waistband's going one way, one third is going the other way, and he's standing there. And I'm laughing. I feel bad for him, but I am laughing hysterically. My sides are hurting. Everyone else in the hot tub is losing it. One of the older guys in there, his wife's name is Julie, goes, "I need to get a pair of those for Julie." And Logan was a really good sport about the
whole
thing.
What happens at the backside of water stays in the backside of water.
Anyway, we're reviewing Metalocalypse's Death Album 4.
Yeah. I'm Panda Bear, by the way. This is Bear Attack. We didn't get to that because we were talking about dissolving underwear, and that's funny as shit.
You mean Mermaider 3 with 11 intro songs?
Yeah.
10 intro songs.
Yeah, 10 intro songs.
But yeah, I'm Panda Bear. I'm Sam Oceans. I'm joined by my co-host, Nate Patton. The general, the king of the podcast.
I've been Blitz Bear this whole time.
Yeah, the guy that likes watching people dissolving underwear, hurt his sides and whatever. And there's somehow Bud Light involved. Bad things happen with Bud Light. We all know this. And then there's the other Sam, the inevitable, the indomitable, the polar bear.
Some might say the more handsome Sam.
I mean, everybody, I'm sure. He's married, by the way.
It's all in the Tom Selleck.
So funny story about the Death Album 4. Metalocalypse. So there's an Adult Swim show called Metalocalypse about the world's most successful death metal band. Actually, I think they say it's the most successful band in the world, but we all know a death metal band's not going to be that.
I don't know. I've seen the show. They are definitely the most popular band in the world.
They're very popular, but so Metalocalypse on Spotify, the band of the show Metalocalypse is called Death Clock, and on Spotify they're listed as Metalocalypse colon Death Clock. Death Clock.
Death
so,
Cock?
Death Cock.
Oh god, that's
Death
a whole
Cock.
Other thing.
Subliminal. We just released a Patreon episode and there were some old jokes in there, so I'm hung up on them.
And the on
Dude, the end of that Patreon, I was like, what in the world is wrong with us? We used to be vulgar.
Used to? anyway, the reason we're
more so than we are now, I was like, what are we talking about? We're going on and on about like what was it? Like Mrs. Incredible, like I mean we've all had fantasies, but
I
Well, we I just need like to know, does she have a CDL for that dump truck?
Unfortunately, it's not nearly that innocent, but
yeah.
And of all people, Polar Bear asked the like really nasty question about it.
I don't even think I was in tune.
I have questions that need answers. I am a curious boy.
Anyway,
I have to go back and listen to it.
So Oceans told us we were reviewing Death Clock's new album, and they have an album, Army of the Doomstar, original motion picture soundtrack. And I started listening to it, and after the first song, I was like, wow, I am bored to tears. I'm just going to watch the movie and see how the soundtrack is from that. Then I realized that the Death Album 4 was also released this year, and that was probably the one I was supposed to review, and it has Mermaider 3 on it.
Yeah, so
I did the same thing.
I knew that there was a movie coming out, and I figured this album, the Death Album 4, was with that movie, because the other three Death Clock albums were associated with the show and episodes and whatever. This one is completely separate from the movie. Almost like context.
Well, not completely.
No?
So funnily enough, the only like notable songs from the movie are Aortic Desecration and SOS, which are both on the Death Album 4 and not the movie soundtrack.
Irony.
But SOS is the Song of Salvation, which is kind of what the whole movie is about. And I couldn't find it on the movie soundtrack after watching the movie. And I was like, that was the only song I liked out of this whole thing. It's not even on the soundtrack. And then I realized it's on the Death Album 4.
I just want to get this out here. When I was listening to this album, I was just picturing other bands while doing like like the song Gardener of Vengeance, which opens the album, is literally Gojira mixed with like killer death black metal nonsense lyrics.
But it sounds like it should be sang by a guy from the south of the border.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
Yeah. It's the Mexican wearing a sombrero. Just have what's the name of the singer from Death Clock?
Nathan Explosion.
Just have him wearing a fucking sombrero, like running people over with a ride-on lawnmower during this song.
It does seem like a joke Metalocalypse would make.
I think the important thing to take away from it is that metal vocalists are named Nathan. Even though that's not my name. I'm Nathaniel.
It's most Nathan, of your name.
Yeah, it's derivative of Nathan. Nathan is the root word, is the root name of Nathaniel and Jonathan. Jonathan is Joe Nathan.
What is
but
the
they all mean the same thing in Hebrew.
What is the Nielk?
It's just I don't know. I don't know if it's like a Greekization of the Hebrew or if it's a Hebrew of the Hebrew or but they all mean gift of God in Hebrew. And to which I say, hey, you're welcome, Bear Attack.
Nate, you are a gift.
Thank you. It's taken me a long time to believe it, but it's getting easier every day being this awesome.
You're just gonna
when you're just this good.
You're just going to turn into, what is the character's name from the Lego movie?
Oh, Emmett?
Yes! You're gonna become
the special.
Everything is awesome.
We're just gonna
I tell you what.
We're just going to hyphenate your name. It's going to be Nate Emmett.
I do feel like an Emmett sometimes. It's just like you're just dying to be special when you're the just generic construction worker no one has particularly strong feelings about.
Every day of my life. Yes. Describe it. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Taste the rainbow. Be the rainbow.
And then you become king of a podcast you co-founded and
that nobody listens to, that like five people listen to.
That's not true. Dia and Josie listen to like every episode.
Thanks, Dia and Josie.
Well, boys, I don't even know where to begin with this album. We could stall some more telling stories about my Moab trip. And we have a whole 2% of our listeners are from Germany, 1% from Canada. And then we have a couple in Australia, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Brazil, Mexico, the Philippines, Italy, Russia, Saudi Arabia.
They haven't been offended by us yet?
Norway? Well, it's less than 1%, so.
It's one chick that's still more
than it's one guy that thought this was a podcast about people getting eaten by bears because he wanted to eat by a bear.
No, it's a lady that's trying to escape her husband's confinement is what it
guys,
is.
Guys, our audience is 97% female.
Yeah, it is.
What is wrong with me? Okay, hold on. Hold the fuck up. Hold on. Before I have an aortic dissection right here. What the fuck? Like,
I know,
can't get
rid of
your life, but they love listening to me bitch about things? What is this nonsense?
Well, 0% non-binary.
I mean, that makes
just
sense.
The way we like it.
Dude, it's because ladies like the tea.
A podcast is just two dudes or three dudes gossiping.
Bro, we have the hot goss.
I almost thought you were going to say two dudes, one podcast, and I was going to throw up in my own mouth.
You actually need a cup for that.
45% of our listeners are between 28 and 34. A grand total of exactly 0% are 35 to 44. And then after that, 45 to 59, 16%.
Well,
so
except my
whatever
mom
happens when you're 30.
I feel like that isn't accurate because my mom doesn't have premium, so she probably doesn't even get counted in that metric.
Well, your mom's over 44.
Well, yes.
Yeah, so she's in the 45 to 90 or to 59 range.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
So there's something about being 35 to 44 that you just hate bear attack and you stop listening until you turn 45 again.
Well, because we either talk about stuff that's relative to our generation or younger, or sometimes older, I guess. But
and sometimes we talk about ocean seeing sticks 200 times.
Fair enough. Oh, God. Oceans has had too much beer today. Anyway, moving on.
Oh. Let me tell you, I was watching the Louder with Crowder GOP debate, and there's a drinking game. I'm feeling like I've sobered up a little bit, but I was really afraid to record this podcast a couple minutes ago.
It's okay. We're talking about Death Clock. Who the hell cares if you're sober? No, it's like, it's not. I literally had to go through the album and watch the lyrics on Spotify because it's incoherent nonsense otherwise. Yeah.
Well, the thing
I have
is,
no
is,
idea
like,
what they're saying.
So do we want to do Good, Bad, Ugly, just jump into it, maybe talk about the album a little bit on this episode before we call it?
Absolutely, let's do it.
So, I guess let's start off with my bad is the vocals are the same on every single song.
Yep.
It's just, it will be like, chug, 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 chug. Chug, 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 chug.
Saying something about death.
Chug, 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 chug. And it's never like, the cadence never changes. Every once in a while, the pitch changes a little bit. And it makes, after the first Death album, it makes anything from Death Clock completely irrelevant to me, which is a shame because they're a pretty good band for being
a
joke.
You know what's funny? Okay, so the reason we're reviewing this whole
they've
thing
gone too commercial.
The reason we're reviewing this album is because I texted Eddie 2Gs and I'm like, have you heard the new Death Clock album? He's like, yes, you guys should review it. And then the entire time I'm listening to Nathan Explosion sing, I'm just picturing emo 2Gs. Like, with the bomb in his hand, throwing it in people's faces and running people over in like snowmobiles and shit.
My bad is also that I have no idea what he's saying in any of the songs at any time, even when I tried.
I can actually understand what he's saying pretty easily. It's not a problem for me.
Well, that's because you and I are, and I read the lyrics because I needed to. I'm like, I want to know what the fuck these songs are about, because the titles are just like, what is going on?
Yeah, the titles are good.
Yeah, like, I got nothing. No idea what they're saying.
I'll run through a couple of the song titles here. So we mentioned Aeoric Desecration, Gardener of Vengeance, which is hilarious. Poisoned by Food, which is also hilarious. Let's see here. Mermaid 3, of course. Mutilation on a Saturday Night. Those are good. Poisoned by Food is hilarious.
I just finished Horse of Fire, and it was a pretty good song. So now I'm listening to the album while we're recording our review of it.
Me too.
So
I'm on Dead Face.
Whatever my review ends up being, just know that it's not my most informed opinion.
No, I'm completely unprepared. This album was very it's exactly what I expect from a Death Clock album. Like, it's black, it sounds like 35 other bands, but it's underwhelming at the same time.
And we did review the first the first Death Clock album. I'll see if I can figure out which episode that is, but
even the Mermaider 3 was disappointing because it
it's Mermaider
is very good. Mermaider 2 is good. Mermaider 3 is, they all go, I played Mermaider, Mermaider 2, and Mermaider 3. They tell a good story as a
Mermaider 1 is the only one that matters. Everything else is just a sequel.
Yes.
Mermaider, 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 Mermaider.
They just list off all these weapons that you could do mass damage with. Yeah, it's great. But yeah, my bad. Again, like, you guys mentioned, like, you can't understand what he's saying, and they sound the same. Yeah, every song is very monotone to me. It's like, it goes intro that lasts like a minute, thrash metal riff, vocals you can't fucking understand, guitar solo, more vocals you can't understand, another guitar solo, outro. That's pretty much every song structure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, episode 22 is our review of their first album.
Wait, did you say season 2?
Episode 22.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Good
Back
Lord.
In September of 2020, so 3 years ago.
That
right?
was before
Is that
we,
how math works?
That's before I could say the F word on the podcast and nobody cared. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me
Back
that...
when we were a family podcast.
Yeah,
we are. Right. We're just for the older parts of the family now.
Grandpa, what are you listening to? Yeah, again, Truck Stop
Yeah,
Athens,
now we
man.
we just put out an episode of Mrs. Incredible pegging Mr. Incredible with her clit, which I had forgotten we talked about.
Jesus Christ. I really need to listen to that episode again. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
I remember being like, I feel like this is one mom should skip, but I was thinking because of like Dick Down in Dallas, and then we got to the end of the episode and I was like, good Lord, when does this end? Like, there's still 3 minutes of this.
Here's what I think has happened to Death Clock is that the joke used to be that they were like morons that were really good at metal, and all of their songs were like super good metal because they brought in like Joey Jordison played drums and they brought in like really accomplished musicians to be them.
The instrumentation's good.
Yeah, but now the joke has become that they're like just, they're every metal band just like shoved together now. So everything's the same.
Is that your ugly polar bear?
Yes. That is in fact my ugly. Thank you for coming to my TED talk.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's kind of my ugly too. I'll throw in a bad and ugly for the motion picture soundtrack. It's completely boring.
It's awful. It's no concerning hobbits.
So here's my ugly of it. So we haven't had a music from Death Clock in 10 years. And I feel like it all built up over time and they decided, okay, let's finally, but it all sounds like I feel like, I don't know if it was necessary. Like, that's my ugly. I'm like, really? If you're not going to put out something that's going to hold people's attention, why do it at all?
Straight up, dog. Straight up. Preach.
Also, for the people wondering if the show or the movie is any good, it's moderately funny that every once in a while there's a good, like, metal joke. But for the most part, it's just kind of, if you think that, like, dick jokes and saying the F word incessantly are funny, then it might be kind of for you.
It's an Ocean's classic for sure.
The only part that I thought
don't
was
even
like
think it's that good.
Moderately like original was they have like this rock clown. Gosh, what's his
I'm
name?
I'm Roxo,
right,
the rock and roll clown, Spotify. And I used to do cocaine. Well, and it's funny, the guy that does the death clock behind it, I think his name is Brandon Small.
Yes.
He has another band called Necrogoblicon, I think. And I haven't listened to it, but the name isn't... I'm like, Necrogoblicon? What in the fuck could that... Like, is it goblin metal? That would be something.
So in the movie, there's a number by Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown. And it's incredibly blasphemous, and I thought it was kind of the funniest part of the whole movie, but I also couldn't enjoy it because of how disrespectful it was towards my religion. But it came the closest.
So what he's saying is it sucks and you shouldn't see it. Unless, of course, you're a Satanist and then you don't give a shit about any of that.
I want to like it because I like the characters. Like, I think that, you know, you got Nathan Explosion and Murderface the bassist and Toki and Swiss Guard, I think his name is, the like guitarist. They're like European guitar player stereotypes. They're great. And then Pickles the drummer. And like, I really want to enjoy them. I just don't think it's, honestly, at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but it's just not a good show.
Agreed.
I mean, it's not the worst thing that I've ever seen.
I'll never ask anyone to turn it off.
Yeah,
like I'll watch it.
The idea behind it is cool, and like some of the execution is cool, but I'm like, it doesn't really go anywhere.
That's the thing, is it's got all the pieces. It just needs to go somewhere.
It's like four seasons of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Please fucking stop with that shit.
Anyway, back to the Death Album 4, boys. What's some good things we can say about it?
Good things is they keep doing Mermaider songs.
Some of the lyrics are fucking cool. Like, I was listening to Gardener of Vengeance, and like I mentioned earlier, literally, I was reading the lyrics, I'm like, holy shit, this could be a Gojira song if it didn't sound like thrash metal. It's like total emo metal lyrics.
I'm listening to Satellite Bleeding right now. It's pretty good. Horse of Fire had a cool intro. Like, I think from listening to the Death Album 4 while we're recording this in passing, it sounds like they do a couple different vibes, maybe, than some of their older stuff.
It's like, a lot of the time I was like, it's Lamb of God meets Testament meets Trivium, and that's all.
Yes.
That's what I was hearing.
That's a very good description.
Except it's got Cannibal Corpse like vocals.
SOS is the song of salvation in the movie, but it's not on the movie soundtrack. And also, they also play Aortic Desecration in the movie, but it's also not on.
That was the first single they released on this. It actually got to play on Sirius XM, which is crazy.
Which is the worst, like, that is the most death clock sounding generic song I've ever heard, and I hate it. But they should be ashamed for putting that out as a sequel. But Aortic Desecration and SOS are in the movie, but they're not on the movie soundtrack. They're on the Death Album 4.
No, they had to cross promote, you know. You can't put out one project and ignore the other.
But SOS has kind of like a more positive, more real message. Like, it's part of Nathan Explosion's character arc in the movie. He's like, all I know how to write is songs about death, and I have to figure out how to write the song about life. And so that's what SOS was.
It's literally like if Corpse Grinder from Cannibal Corpse didn't use his persona as a singer and used his actual, because he's a super like nice guy, he donates to charity, saves puppies and shit. Like if he wrote a song about saving puppies and it sounded like Cannibal Corpse, that would be this song.
So I guess my good is that it sounds like they maybe picked up a few new tricks over the whatever it's been 10, 20 years they've been.
Yeah, and that's another good this. I had, like, because I listened back to the other albums and I'm like, well, yeah, this one has a bit, it has different stuff. Like, as repetitive as this album is, it does do different things than the other albums.
Right.
Which is a good thing. Like, you don't want to always, because Death Clock inherently sounds the same. At least they're trying. Yeah. Death Clock inherently sounds the same all the time, but there are those little differences that you're like, oh, this is off this album because it has this, you know? Do we want to do... All right, so anybody else have a good?
Nope.
Good God, we... All right, I have a feeling this one's
going to...
That's
the good. It doesn't completely suck.
So do we have a top one or top two songs?
I do.
Okay.
Lay it on us, Nate.
You can start.
I think I can give you a top three. I think... off of this first listen while we're recording the podcast, so subject to change, but I think my top three is probably Horse of Fire or Bloodbath. Those both stood out to me. Mermaider 3 is my top two because it's the third Mermaider and therefore deserves respect because of the original Mermaider. And then SOS is my number one.
I have opinions.
You racked your brain? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Indulge us.
All right. My number three song, just because I thought the title made me laugh when I was driving. I first listened to it because it was quick, was Horse of Fire.
Hey.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going. I thought you were going to go full on, they're making fun of the Mexicans.
Oh, Gardner, no, but Gardener of Vengeance is my number two. and then Mermaider 3 is my number one, just because I think it's fun that they keep doing Mermaider.
Okay, so I also have opinions. Having read lyrics and stuff, having more context behind these things.
Haven't done Gardner actual work into this episode. I have opinions.
Somebody had to, right?
Yeah.
Gardener of Vengeance is going to be number three because I think it's hysterical. I'm just like, what? A murderous garden? Really? What the hell? Who comes up with that? And then Poisoned by Food is funny, but I don't think it's top three either. But Mutilation on a Saturday Night. That one I was reading the lyrics to and I'm like, these guys are total dicks and I'm digging it. it's just like you go to a frat party and there's that one guy, and like Death Clock is describing that one guy in this song as them as a group. It's hilarious. And then of course Mermaider 3 has to be number one.
Yeah, Mermaider 3 has got to be in
there. Mermaider 3.
We'll be right back. also the most diverse song on the album, and it does a lot of callbacks to the other two, so it's good.
Mermaid.
It's also one of the heaviest songs on the album.
Well, it's if it so wasn't, I'd be disappointed. Yeah. All right, so
it's a song about mermaids committing murder.
On that note, I think it's time for us to attack. What are we giving Bear Claws?
4.
Ooh, misses the mark, eh?
Yep.
I actually am going to have to look at this. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Where are my notes?
I'm going to give it 5 out of 10. It is perfectly mediocre. Very forgettable, not bad, but just doesn't really stand out from anything else.
I think I'm going to be the low baller here. And I think this title fits it very well. I'm going to give it a 4 as well. And it's a polished turd.
All right. Yep. She averages out at a 4.5.
So,
below average. Reasonable. Good job. I think this is our lowest rated album.
It's not Velma bad, though. I don't think any, we're ever gonna. I don't think we're ever gonna get that low.
I don't want to.
But yes, yeah, so we were discussing before we were doing this Death Clock Madness what we're doing for our next episode, and we're finally getting back to another myth. Woo! We're gonna tell you what it is right now. I don't think, unless somebody wants to spill the beans, but that's not gonna be me. Montana's gonna come up with something grand, and we're gonna review and Bear Claw things that are in real life this time.
Yeah, I don't. Am I gonna tell the thing, and then you guys are gonna review the thing?
I mean, that would be the idea.
Do you have a myth that's on topic for it?
Maybe.
Because we had put a poll out a while back on what we should review. It was just a review, but if we could do a myth around it, that would be cool too.
I mean, I can find something. There's bound to be.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere. So for those of you who voted in the poll, there was a poll a little while ago on what we should review next. And the winner by far was something a little less conventional.
And we're very good at that, so we're gonna do that.
Should we just say what it was?
Should we spoil it?
Tease some more.
Should we spoil it? Let's put it this way. 53 footers are there. There's dirty people all the time. They smell like ass, and
their hookers have special titles.
Cheetos and Red Bull. Cheetos and Red Bull.
Yeah, Cheetos and Red Bull. In the aftermath of eating those things.
Yeah, and fried chicken and whatnot all at the same time. And then after that, we'll probably end up doing another album review, and then we'll review a show. We're waiting until the show's over with so that we can do a comprehensive
thing. We can say what show we're reviewing.
Yeah, we're gonna do Ahsoka, yeah. We're going to wait till the actual show's over. Because Ahsoka, so far, and I've seen 5 episodes of it, I think, it's a slow burn. It's getting there. It's getting real good.
I am ruthless when it comes to Star Wars reviews now, because I loved Star Wars, and I feel I understand now everyone who was mad at George Lucas for the prequels. Last Jedi
and his absolute dog shit. Anyway.
Yeah. I still think prequel haters are wrong. I was a sequel lover when they came out. I'm not that way anymore. So I've been on both sides of the Star Wars, just blindly loving, and now I'm in the hating part, so.
Yeah, and the other album we're going to review between there is by an actual, like, credible band, so.
Oh, man. Spotify just started playing Doomslayer by Alex Terrible, which it just. I'm sorry, Deathclock, you just don't compare.
No, Slaughter to Prevail? Oh, are you kidding? No, he did a song with Nick Nocturnal, How to Slaughter. Okay, so, sidebar. Nick Nocturnal does this cool thing where he does, it's like a YouTube/TikTok short deal. How to be this band in 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did a one to Slaughter to Prevail, and he actually got Alex Terrible to do the song with him, and it is awesome.
It's really good.
Have you heard Doomslayer by Alex Terrible?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
But it's called, the song he did with Nick Nocturnal is called Obscurity. And I'm excited because Nick Nocturnal's band Termina is putting out an album next month. So that's going to be cool. If you don't know about that, singer from Monuments, I believe.
Jordan, who was on our Doom episode of the podcast and is in my band, War on Gravity, sent me a song by Nick Nocturnal called Granny in the Club. Yeah. And I listened to it. I was like, is this How to Electric Callboy in 30 seconds?
It is,
and I was like,
yeah,
it is.
He actually put one out today. It's with a singer from Ethanos, and she's a female. And it's How to Cannibal Corpse in 30 seconds.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So that
a lady cannibal corpsing?
Have you not heard? I'll send you a link to her band and you'll understand.
I mean, I used to listen to, well, I used to listen to, it's kind of generous. I would every once in a while watch Cerebral Bore music videos just because they had like an 18-year-old like girl vocalist who sounded like Alex Terrible.
So Courtney LaPlante with No Queens. Okay, gotcha.
No. No, way, way crazier than Courtney LaPlante.
So Tatiana from Ginger. Am I getting warmer?
I'm saying like Alex Terrible.
Oh, let me think of a
like Alyssa Glues, maybe.
Oh, from March Enemy. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
How do you guys know so many names?
We're very good at this.
I am a nerd.
We work this way because I'm very good at this. He's okay at this. You totally suck at this. And
lyrics are important to me. I'm also a vocalist, so that's what I'm gonna I'm gonna study vocalists.
Oh my gosh, I just cannot remember all these people's names.
You could literally.
I bet you can remember some drummers though. Yeah.
Only the greats.
Me too. You could literally probably throw a band at me and I could give you the singer's name, but
I don't know who voices Nathan Explosion. He's not one of the greats though.
I'm pretty sure that is
sorry, shots fired.
Pretty sure that's Brendan Small, but
I love the character Nathan Explosion because I definitely feel a little bit of a like I don't know. I feel like I have some things in common with the dude, but like, he is the worst part of that band musically.
And I relate to Murder Face, not the fact that he murders things, but like,
every episode of Death Clock I watch, I'm like, Murder Face is just Panda Bear.
Oh,
100%.
Hey, you're both bassists, too.
you guys suck.
Ugh. Yeah, shit. Never got to finish playing Piss.
Oh my god, golly. It's so good. We have anything else we want to talk about before we ramble on what we're loving about?
I'm good to go into what we're loving.
I'm good to go in what we're loving.
All right. Which one of you ladies wants to be the first into the man cave?
Me! I'm loving that it's not a billion degrees outside anymore.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I am.
It was.
I'm holding off till October.
It was 85 degrees today, and I was reaching for my parka.
I'm holding off until October to go get my first PLS because I'm doing no sugar September.
The PLS.
But, yes, my pumpkin spice latte.
Okay, so I don't do this. Okay, the Starbucks one is fine, whatever. But there's this local joint by my house called Modern Grind. I think I took polar bear there once. They have a pumpkin cold foam chai latte. Oh, it is incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, all right. Who else is loving things?
Man, I am just blown away by the fun I had on my Moab trip. Polaris makes an incredible machine. The Razor is god tier, 10 out of 10. I love that thing. Such a cool group of dudes, and I feel very blessed. that I got to experience Moab like that. And also, by the time this episode comes out, War on Gravity will have a single out.
Yes.
It should be on Spotify and Apple Music by then, but if not, it'll definitely be on YouTube, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all that stuff, so you can check it out there if you don't find it on Spotify and Apple. But War on Gravity, look us up, you'll find us somewhere.
You know,
we're on everything.
You know what would be cool is if so Eddie 2G's had another suggestion. So we put out the alternative episode, and he's like, hey, you guys should update, because we have a playlist. If you don't know, Bear Attack is on Spotify as its own, like, separate non-podcast related thing where we have music playlists.
That's correct.
And he suggested that every time we put out, like, a review or something of an album, we make that the playlist. So I'm going to do that with Death Clock, if I remember. And after I edit the whole thing and want to kill myself. And I'm thinking maybe if that War on Gravity song is on Spotify, we drop that at the bottom of the playlist or the top or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
So, I am loving that, similarly to Polar Bear, the weather no longer sucks, and it's becoming spooky season, and Ice Nine Kills.
Spooky.
It's Ice Nine Kills. Let's be real here. On this show, it's Ice Nine Kills season, and nothing else matters.
100%.
They are putting out a deluxe version of their masterpiece, Welcome to Horrorwood. Me and Nate just saw them in Flagstaff, and it was a killer show. And it was great because the two guys next to us had never seen them. And we got seats. We didn't know we were going to get seats. It was great. And that venue rocks.
Dude, did that one guy look like Ryan Reynolds' like little brother?
Yes, indeed. 100%.
Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, the whole time we were talking to it, and I'm like, dude, this guy is just Ryan Reynolds.
You need to wear a Deadpool costume, like, now.
Yeah. Insane. But yeah, Ice Nine Kills killed, no pun intended.
Spooky season, woohoo! And I'm off on Halloween, so I might throw down a little. We'll see what happens.
Hey.
Heck yeah.
I'm not. But if you're in Glamis the weekend before Halloween, I will be out there, so if you see me, say
shred
hi.
Shred the gnar, bro. Shred the gnar.
The gnarist.
just don't be Nate's sister. Don't wreck the quad and then find out you're pregnant. That was so fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm done writing for a bit.
Polivar's now thinking, wait, I could be pregnant?
No, uh-huh. I don't subscribe to that. I'm just thinking what the repercussions would be if that came back like that. I think that means you have a form of cancer if you're a guy. Seriously, I think that's prostate cancer. If you like pee on a pregnancy stick as a guy and it comes back positive.
Oh, well, thank you for this information. Now I don't have to have someone reach up my butt.
I'm just gonna pee on a pregnancy stick and hope it's not positive.
No, doc, you know what? You can take that glove off, put the lube away. I used a stick at home. I'm good.
Oh, another thing I'm loving, which I said I was going to bring up and I never did. Enter Shikari's A Kiss for the Whole World album is 1,000 times better.
It beats Gideon. Blows Gideon right out of the water for the year.
Definitely check that out.
Have you both listened to it? How did I miss that?
I sent it to Polar Bear and I were, it was pertinent to a conversation we were having.
I was about to say, y'all suck. You're listening to
and it
album
was
and you're
glorious.
We should, I feel like, maybe do an episode on it if we have time or something. But yeah, Panda Bear, definitely check it out. It's weird. Give it at least two listens, because I didn't love it on my first listen.
What the? There's a song of, what the fuck? Oh my god, that's some Death Clock giant, shit titling there. What the hell?
Giant Pacific Octopus?
That one. What the hell?
Top three.
Yeah, goated.
What? For real?
Right. And maybe you'll hear about it in a future episode of Bear Attack.
Yeah, if we don't like the other album that we were supposed to review later, we could do that one. But, you know, it's one of Polar Bear's favorite bands, so we're kind of obligated to give it a try. So,
thanks, guys.
Not spoiling it. You guys can flounder in your whims and figure it out yourselves. Nate, did we have any more reviews or anything to go through?
Nope, we're all caught up. Thanks, guys, for interacting with us. It really makes this whole thing a lot more fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The, Do it more, Josie, Eddie, 2Gs.
Tell your friends.
Polar Bear.
Tell your friends that aren't us.
Yeah, Polar Bear. I think before we get run over by a lawnmower, can you save us from ourselves?
Well, I guess I could just say, gracias for listening. How impressed would you guys be if I busted that out in Spanish right now?
I mean,
impressed.
If I was smart, I would have been on Google Translate and written out a quick script and just said that.
And it's totally wrong, and the actual Mexicans call it, what the hell were you doing, reading Google Translate? What is this nonsense?
A terrible Mexican accent. Next episode. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to Bear Attack. Hit us up on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook sometimes, and we have an email address, and we have a YouTube, and if you comment anything on our stuff, we'll read it out loud and answer any questions you have.
Would you like us to do more cover songs on YouTube? They are super pain in the ass, but they're also really fun, so let us know.
Would you like another video of us making oceans eat incredibly hot things?
No, screw you. I'm so done, dude. I can't even handle like Chinese food anymore.
People wanted us to do a cover of the band Camino, but I think we need to get with Jordan and see if he'll produce if we could do like a metal cover of one of the songs. I'm thinking Afraid of the Dark, since it's the one that needs the most work.
We could.
Sick.
Yeah. I think What Am I Missing would be fun too. But yeah, we could totally do that.
Yeah, What Am I Missing would be fun.
But Montano just plays a drum track or something, and yeah, that'd be cool.
But that'll be something for later on Bear Attack. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye.